This is KUT. A petition funded by ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft has been deemed valid by the Austin City Clerk's Office. The next step is for city council members to accept or reject the ordinance the group has turned in. But if they reject it, and it looks like they will, the rules governing ride-hailing companies will be put to a public vote. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports on what voters might see on the ballot in May.
What you would see is what Ridesharing Works for Austin, the group behind the petition, has written. According to the city charter, council cannot touch the language.
The code be amended to repeal ordinance number 20151217075, regulating transportation network companies, TNCs, and codify TNC rules contained in ordinance number 20141016.
Okay, so the actual wording's not that exciting, but it's posing to you, the Austin voter, this question. Do you want to replace rules passed by council in December with ones written by a local Uber and Lyft funded group? The ordinance passed in December would make fingerprint-based background checks mandatory for Uber and Lyft drivers. But council has since softened on that issue, discussing last week new rules that would make fingerprint-based background checks optional, with incentives for drivers who get them done. Mayor Steve Adler spearheaded that discussion. Here he is addressing his colleagues Tuesday.
I don't want to vote for mandatory now. I didn't want to vote for it in December. And my reason for that is that what we're hearing from our public safety people is that having rideshare companies at scale in our city contributes to the safety in our city because it helps take drunk drivers off the road.
The ordinance that could be put to a vote in May includes no requirements or incentives for drivers who get fingerprinted. It also does not require Uber and Lyft drivers to identify themselves as such on their cars. For example, some Lyft drivers put those pink mustaches on their cars. The city council's ordinance would require that. Of course, having the public decide on all this is dependent upon a vote from council first. Here, the mayor explains.
We either accept the Uber-Lyft ordinance, or we set the matter for an election.
Councilmember Don Zimmerman says they should accept it and save taxpayers the roughly $800,000 it would cost to hold an election in May. But Councilmember Delia Garza likened Uber and Lyft to bullies and said accepting their ordinance before a public vote would be a mistake.
So what precedent do we set here by just accepting that ordinance? We set the precedent. You know what it cost to buy your own regulation in Austin, Texas? $30,000. So what's next? Samsung's going to start a petition because they don't like their Austin energy rates?
The city council will hear testimony on the ordinance this Thursday with a vote planned for next week. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.